Okay, we are in the middle of a simur shamach vov in the halachas of someone gets stuck on the road and it's already becoming Shabbos. So we said in the previous sif that if a guy gets stuck with a package, okay, he has this heter of running or going to less than $1 at a time. So sif beis yeshem. Some said the davka bechavili tigulasakim. That if you're stuck with a package and you're stuck in the street and it's too precious, you just run. You run from before Shabbos and you don't stop. So you don't do akira and anochos. So you're not being over the isidereisa of caring. But some say dafke bechavili tikulaskin, that only by a bundle, by a package, they permitted you to do this. But not if you have a wallet, then they didn't permit this. Yesham, some say duha then the kisa. No, the same thing is even for his purse. Hagas says Rama, umi shoshachav kisa lo b'Shabbos. If someone forgot his purse on him on Shabbos. So, imu bevesa. The guy has his wallet on him. So, if he's in his house, so what he can do is he can go to his room to untie. Oh, whatever, it didn't work. That's interesting. Stop.
I don't know. I've never used it.
Oh no, looks like a pause or something. So, okay. Some say that. So someone's in his house, he can go to his room to untie his. Untie his belt, and to let it fall over there, to like put it away over there. The imhu has to continue to amid beis bashuk. If he's in the street, aslavila beis, he's not bring it to his house. He has to untie the belt that's holding his wallet to him, and it falls. He tells an entree to watch it. And if he brings it, ain't lachas, you don't have to be concerned. That's not good. Finally, come on, Simen Shin Yud, says the Rama. Look later on in Simen Shin Yud. If the purse is stitched to his garment, Madinoi, what's Allah over there? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. So we said some say that the Davka Bechavila, that this was specifically said by a package. Why? Shekived, which is heavy. It's not the way to run with a heavy load. So therefore, since the halacha is that it requires you to run, so the isli carries, so there's some recognition. So therefore, you're not going to stop a bekis, but by a purse shukal, which was a light, a wallet in hekabaritza. You don't really realize anything when you're running; you're just running, and therefore you might come to stop. And therefore, that the heter would not apply in that situation. But some say no, that sifkot namadal dehu ad mekisi, something applies to a wallet. What now behind the welcome sheyef shabahanek drachem and the scrum el? That's like we said. It's not possible. All the other ways we mentioned before, with a non-Jew, with a chereshayt bekatan, walking the less than $1 at a time. If you don't have any of those options and you're holding a wallet, then some say that no, you could run also. Amekel ki Hashem lo hifset, says the Taz. If whoever's lenient like the Hashem, he doesn't lose out. Because Magen Avraham Hashem Yishol Digibar, he said, "Only done for us." The lesson of Rishus Sarabim. We don't really have a Rishus Sarabim Dereisa. Efshel Lekul Emeshor Bechalin. Maybe according to everyone, it's permitted in all situations. Sivkot Lamed Hey. Rama said, if someone forgot, he has his wallet on him on Shabbos. So if he's in his house, Sivkot Lamed Hey. Yochel Leilich Vachulu. He could go to his room and untie his belt. The Kibin Shab Mukta Biyada is because since he already has the Mukta item in his hand or in his pocket, Yochel Leilich Malucha Mokum Shirtzeh. He could already take it to wherever he wants to once he's already holding the Mukta item. The Vilna Goyin in his commentary is stringent on this, which we discussed regarding in the name of the Derech Chaim. Now, the Miyatach HaGorek Tekev, if he unties his belt right away, and the money falls, Yochel Havel Dehevsin, it could bring them to a situation of a loss. Efshe Shagam LaGram Muta, maybe even according to Vilna Goyin, would be permitted. I'm Magen Ram, Sivkot Yudal, Sivkot Chav. Then Tamid Beis, Sivkot Lamid Vav. Now the Ramos said, now if he's in Bashuk, if he's in the street, or says the Mishnah Berurah, or let's say he's in the street where they didn't make Shetufim Avoyis, which like what we call like an Eruv. So then, that's what the halacha is, that he's not allowed to bring it to his house. He has to untie it and let it fall over there. Now this is specifically only if he's not afraid of the non-Jews, they're maybe going to take his wallet. Maybe he's afraid the non-Jew is going to take his keys, his wallet, whatever it is. So then, Rashai Loritz Imoy Lebeise. He's allowed to run with it to his house. Lo Elam and Klal, not to stop at all. Not to do an Akira in the middle of when he's walking, which is to pick it up, because he doesn't stop. Now, but it's not. Obviously, conditionally, Kishan is Kishu Mahalik, but Lo Elam and Lofish. that when he's walking and he doesn't stop to take a breather, that he didn't do an akira in the beginning when he started running, and because he never stopped. Also, when he comes close to his house, that Yizrakena take him flachiyad lebeisa, that he's going to throw it right away without stopping, backhanded into his house. Like I said, so he's not doing any akira and hanachas because he's not stopping, and therefore, and he's also doing it from shosram to shosayachid in a backhanded way. So he said, but if you did stop, so then you just have to let it fall down. He tells a non-Jew, to watch it. Now, if he's afraid to rely on them, so then he's allowed to tell them to bring it to his house. And as the Sharat Sin Islam Bey says, because even running is mutter, for sure, this of Amir La'akam, to tell him to bring it to his house. And this idea is better, if it's possible, from all the different ideas we had mentioned up until now, says Mechab, Siv Yud Gimel. What's the Arniki B'Shabbos? If someone finds a wallet, a purse on Shabbos, also litloy, it's forbidden to take it. Even though he's afraid someone else is going to take it first. And this is halacha already repeated three times already, this halacha, because each time it's like another shade of a chiddush of this halacha. Even if you find a precious find, you know, I'll take it. And even if he's going to stand beneath the yava abba amas and he's not going to move it, dalar amas, but he's just going to pick it up. Still, it's forbidden because of mukta, and that's an idea that we didn't mention. We mentioned other ideas previously why there could be problems. But it's no reason to permit it because of loss. But because it was never yours, it's not a loss. It's just not a gain. But even to a non-Jew, it's forbidden to tell him to take it. And Eli Rabbi is leaning through a non-Jew. But via Primogon brings it. He's also leaning through a non-Jew. But he's not leaning Kim Hagbal de Anihudi only to lift it up through a non-Jew. That's just picking it up. But not to tell him to bring it to his house. So if the non-Jew himself picks it up and he's like, okay, he just follows the Jew and brings it to the Jew's house. That one would not have to stop, according to everyone, as we mentioned. Be'alacha, the B'maskel, the Huadin, that some say that, no, it's not just by chavila, by a bundle that we, like a package that we permitted you to run. We permitted you even with your wallet. So he says, look at the Tazn Eli Rabba, that they're passing like this, Yeshua. Remember that you could be lenient even by a purse. So it says the Be'alach L'chayra, this Yeshayimim doesn't hold like the Yeshayimim in Siv Ches. Which in Siv Ches, we had mentioned, some say that Dafke, if he got, you know, stuck on the road when it got dark, he thought he had time. But he went out of his house close to when it's getting dark, and if he got, he took out Bishuz Ram, they didn't permit him in one of these ways. Seemingly, says the Be'alach that this Yeshayimim, we're not hold like that Yeshayim. He says, and the proof is, because this Yeshayim is lenient even for running, which is the lowest kula of them all. Because we're not makel on that heter only when you don't can't do any of the other heterim. This heter of running is like if you're dominant on Jew, you can't go less than 11 at a time. It's like so for sure that there would be lenient in the situation of Siv Ches. And not like that Yeshayim. But says Belacha, no, it's not the case. Because if that would be the case, then the Mechaber shouldn't have just said it's Tam in Siv Ches, the Yeshayim. They should have said that this Yeshayim disagrees. But he says the truth would seem that this Yeshayim that's lenient is going only on that case of Siv Ches of Mishaech Shukle Bederach, which is close to being an Oinus. And there, where a guy went out close to when it's getting dark, which is close to being negligent, and therefore even if you forgot at the end, we would not be lenient, and that's the reason of the Ramah that says shortly. And that also what it sounds like to be Agra, and that answers the Kasha of the Taz, because afterwards I found that that's how it's written in Sefer Na'ar Shalom. That, no, actually, this very lenient Yeshayimim would still be limited like the Yeshayimim Siv Ches. The Maskel Yachalelech, which the Ramad said, that if someone forgot his purse on them on Shabbos, if he's in his house, he could go with it to the room to untie his belt. He says, look, Mishabru, Sivkat Lamad Hei. He says, what we wrote over there in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And he referenced over there, it says, to look at the Bialach over here, that in Derech HaChaim, it comes out that a purse that has a Torah's Kli, and it's not a basis, it's not a base for the money, since he put it in there, why? How could it not be a base for it? Because he put it in there by mistake, and then you let him move it, letzarech makayma, so therefore if it was in his hand, he could take it to the box where he wants to put it away. But things that are muktza begufan, that are intrinsically muktza, for example, let's say money and stones, that they don't have any heter of tiltal, even letzarech begufan makayma, and he takes in his hand, that would be forbidden to take it to another place. Rather, he has to throw it down right away. Besides, for the Mila knife, even though it's Muksa Machmas Kassar and Kiske, it's very precious, and you're not allowed to move it even with Tzav Gufoy. However, since it's in his hand, he could take it to that to the room where in the place where he needs it, because he would have to throw down the Mila knife from his knife, and after he finishes the Mila, and it would break. Obviously, he would hold back and wouldn't do the Mila, and therefore one would be allowed to do it and put it away where he needs it.
And the Maskel of Matsa Arniki, that we said that if someone finds a person on Shabbos and I'll pick it up, even though he's afraid someone else is going to get to it first. Now, if someone did violate and he picked it up, he couldn't fight his Yitzhar. It would seem, Akapan, afterwards, that to carry it less than Dalamas at a time, and at the end, throw it backwards, backhandedly, so that it should not be a Hanacha. And the Maskel also literally said, so you know, I'll take this purse that you find. So he said, look at Mishra Sibkat Amachas, that even if he's going to just stand beneath it, it's also because of Mukta. Now, if it's a place that most of the people are Jewish, and he's picking it up so he could do Hashabbos Aveidim, so the heter of going less than Dalamas at a time for sure doesn't apply according to everyone, because the person's not so overwhelmed, because it's just to return it to its owner. But regarding this, Mukta says you have to look into that. It says, look in Sim Tov Kopei above Sifcha Beis in the Biar Grove there, where Dershu 50 brings that there, the Vilna Goyen explains the name of the Mardukhai that the Issa Mukta gets rejected because of a mitzvah. Lemaisa, Chubis Mechzitzka writes that even though the Biar Locha is not Machri over here, but La Locha, it's also to move Mukta even in Makom Mitzvah, and different Mishabur and the other person don't bring the words of this Mordechai. Now, the reason why the Issa Mukta does not get pushed away because of the Mitzvah Shabbat Abeda, Shabbat Chassam Sever writes that the Issa does not get Nitcha because of a Hefzid moment. And even though it's only also on the Mirabbanan, only if it was permitted for the Baalim themselves to pick up an object Mukta that's as lost to him, then it would be permitted even to pick up an object for someone else. Now, to pick up a Klish of Lachtel Issa, let's say like a screwdriver, on the condition of returning it to its owner. Pinim Shalom Zalman is that it's forbidden, and even though it's permitted to give a klish malach to Issa as a matana, as Bernhard Goyes Rib Gibeg is mentioned above on the Magen Ram over there, because he's utilizing the object. However, the Kimet Sashab Adaveda is not considered as a shtamshis of the Gufa Chayfetz. The Rimaskal Penyagad Min Acha, you can't pick it up, even though you're afraid someone else is going to get there first. Now, by moving it by foot, one could be lenient, which the Dusha 51 brings the Mashmas of his words are that this Heter was only said in Makom Tzarech. As Nish writes, that there's no Heter of moving Mukta with a person's body, only when he's moving it as he's walking, but not when he's doing an active movement, which many people do, for the purposes of moving something. Some of the Dushus, Dushu number 45, in our times, where it's not normal to be makbid, not to put things in one's pocket when one's in one's house, Shlom Zalman writes that when he forgets and he goes out with the object in his pocket, it's not considered as pesha, as negligent. According to all opinions, actually wouldn't be permitted to run with it to his house, not like the way we had learned, because it's not considered as a pesha anymore. In Dershu number 46, Chaznish points out, which the Be'er Halacha was talking about, that it could be that the purse is not a basis for the money, if let's say you put it in there by mistake. So in such a situation, that the purse is considered as a basis for the mois, because the money was put there from the understanding of the owner and willingly, it's just that he forgot to remove the purse from his body. And he writes, that's not possible, the words of the Derech HaChaim and the Be'er Halacha, only someone that he usually takes out the money from the purse, and now he left it over there because he forgot. Therefore, the purse is not considered as a basis, and then you let him move it with the money to shake it out. Look at that he asked that since he's not moving the purse to the box, it's just for the purpose of the money that they don't get lost. L'chari would be forbidden to move it because it's not permitted to shake it. Only l'tzarich davar mutin. Here you're doing l'tzarich davar ha'aser. So he wonders how that would be permissible.